Why won't he just tell me the truth about his pornography use or his affair when I ask him straight to his face? Why does he withhold information to me? Why does he figure out all kinds of lies and deceit just to segue what he really needs to expose? Why is he choosing to be so deceitful? Well, we're going to tackle that today on Beauty Beyond Betrayal. Hey, beautiful. Welcome to Beauty Beyond Betrayal. Have you discovered your husband's been having an affair? Do you just want the pain to stop and be able to take a deep breath again? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling how to save your marriage, heal from an affair? Do you wake up with the hope that this nightmare would end only to feel crushed and humiliated because your husband acts like the affair was really your fault and now you're left obsessing with where he is and if he's seeing her again? Hey, I'm Lisa. I too was devastated when I discovered my husband was having an affair. I too felt the pain would never end and wished he would just stop the affair and we could restore our marriage. I wanted the weight of the trauma to be lifted so I could breathe again and be able to have someone, anyone help me climb out of the dark, miry pit of despair so I could begin to heal and be confident in me again. But I kept telling myself, he won't stop seeing her. Must have been my fault. And this pain, it'll never go away. Until I found hope and healing in Christ, along with simple techniques that helped me to learn how to recover from the betrayal. In this podcast, you'll discover what betrayal trauma really is, learn simple techniques to heal and recover, and get biblical guidance to help you make the right choices as you heal from the affair so you can be free from the heartbreak and the pain and rise in confidence once again to be the woman God created you to be. So beautiful, grab your favorite latte or a glass of wine, snuggle up on the couch and focus on yourself for a few minutes. Let's dive into what it really means to rise up from the ashes of betrayal and loss into a life that you really desire. Welcome back to the show, beautiful. Is it really normal, so to speak, for those who are unfaithful, the one who's betrayed us, whether it is through an affair or sexual addiction with pornography use, not to tell us everything until we absolutely force the issue? Like it's come down to the wire. You either tell me the truth or we're getting divorced. And then all of a sudden, it seems like they have to throw up all the information and all the details. Well, why won't he just tell the truth when he has the chance? Well, beautiful, here's the hardcore truth. Unfortunately, this problem is more common than we'd like to believe. It really is. I hear this day in and day out. Drip disclosure is one of the biggest problems we face when we've been betrayed. Now, what I mean by that is where you are getting little bits of information over and over and over again over a period of time, and it's not consistent. It might be a little bit this week, and 2 weeks later, a little bit, and a month later, a little bit. And it's kind of like waterboarding, you know, that torture that they do to criminals, to those who are captive in war. And it is traumatizing every time we find out more information. So why won't he just own up? Why won't he take full responsibility and just tell the truth from the get-go, right? Well, it seems like the basic attitude among those who are unfaithful is usually they tried to never tell you at all so that they keep it secret, they keep their hidden life. If they get questioned, they deny it, they basically gaslight you, blame shift, and they manipulate the situation and say, oh, no, you're the one who must be having the affair. That's what my husband did. Or if caught, then they say as little as possible, which was the case, again, with my husband. Oh, we're just friends. Oh, it's just an emotional connection. Oh, it was just one kiss. Oh, well, we've been seeing each other for a little while. Oh, well, we've been sleeping together for 2.5 years. Like that is drip disclosure, right? Why didn't he just say that from the get-go? Well, this is almost universal across the board with those who are unfaithful. And it seems like when they're caught, they tell only what they absolutely have to and no more. They don't want to expose too much all at once. Now, there's a basic human survival mechanism that's in play here, and it's in most of us. And that means we don't want to voluntarily disclose things that we know are going to create bad reactions, like the bottom's going to drop out, the sky is going to fall, you know, you're going to start throwing things, like they know it's going to get bad, right? When they've been unfaithful, you know, a lot of times they say, well, I didn't tell you because I didn't want to hurt you. Well, that's telling you right there, they knew their unfaithfulness was going to destroy you. They knew it was going to wound you terribly. So if they ever come back and say, well, they really didn't know how bad it was going to hurt you, beautiful, that's another deception. Absolutely. They don't want to tell you everything because they know that the bottom's going to drop out. And of course, there are also other reasons for not telling at all, including feelings of shame, feelings of guilt. They are, again, saying that they're protecting your feelings. They are avoiding the knockdown drag out that is possibly going to take place, or they just might still desire to stay in the sexual addiction or to continue having the affair. That's just the truth. But by far, the most common reason is simply a belief in the basic code of science, where it's like, say just as little as possible, don't rock the boat, or never tell. So this is what we're faced with, right? And it's highly unusual for someone to provide the whole truth and nothing but the truth once discovery has taken place. I mean, getting the information is somewhat like peeling an onion. And as you know, onions have layers, and you have to remove those layers one at a time. So typically, people acknowledge only whatever has been discovered. Whatever they think might be discovered is what they are going to tell you. So for my husband, that was the case. I had text messages, love letters, you know, all of this printed material that was right there in front of his eyeballs. So of course he was like, oh, it's just emotional. But he didn't realize I had far more. So the drip disclosure was when I presented the information. And that's normally how it is across the board, right? Well, the fact is that most of us who learn about our spouse's unfaithfulness, we never learn everything. I know, right? But that's the truth. And we're often afraid because we don't know everything. And we're more afraid that we're going to find out that there's more to the story. Most people eventually want to know everything. And I get it. I did too. No matter how much progress may have been made based on the incomplete answers, you've been able to find out some things, right? Well, when you get all that other information that's disclosed to you, it is much worse, isn't it? I know. Well, unfortunately, when more information is finally discovered later on, again, it's like we are discovering D-Day or the whole entire affair or unfaithfulness, we're discovering that process all over again. And again, I equate it to drip disclosure. The clear message here, beautiful. Well, for those who are unfaithful, let me just speak to you just for a moment. It is so much better for you to go ahead and speak truth, to provide the answers sooner than later. Don't be deceitful. Don't continue to lie. Be honest, forthright, upfront, disclose it all. Then seek to have a full therapeutic disclosure so you can have it correctly. I mean, if you continue to be deceitful, to lie, which is the underlying worst thing you could do, then you are going to destroy your relationship. Not only will this allow the recovery process to be better if you're honest, it will also relieve the stress for the one that you've betrayed. That way you don't also, it's going to also help you because you're not having to continue to carry the secrets around for the rest of your life. So let me speak now to the one who's been betrayed. Drip disclosure is not the best way to go about finding out all the information. So shut it down, even though you want to know everything, okay? That means instead of finding out all the little bits of information about the infidelity over time, which is actually cruel, seek to have a full therapeutic disclosure. That is the best way. This is much better. It's a much better process and can actually lead to reconciliation for those who are willing. And if you are seeking full disclosure and you don't know how to go about it and you're like, you know, that's really what I need, because I will tell you the truth. The couples who go through full therapeutic disclosure, most of them end up reconciling because it starts you over again. And if you're at that point and you're ready to do that, below in the show notes, click work with me. You can find out all the information there. We can get you a free consult and get you on the books to get you toward your healing journey. And I would be so honored to help you in that process. So thanks for listening today, and I can't wait to see you again soon. Thanks for stopping by today and spending a little while with me. I hope you enjoyed today's show and found hope, healing, and encouragement. Please remember to subscribe to my podcast and leave a review. You can even screenshot this episode and share it on IG or Facebook stories. This is how we get the message of hope and healing out to all women who are in the midst of betrayal and loss. If you're ready to move out of the devastation of betrayal and take the next step in your healing, make sure to reach out to me and schedule your breakthrough coaching call today. Until next time, love God, live your life passionately, and always choose joy in the midst of any circumstance that you may face. Cheers to you, beautiful.